Welcome back to another episode of The Lady Gray.
Yay!
It's been a while. This is a bi-weekly show. We know you missed us. Do we miss recording? Of course. This is the only time me and Ava hang out. So, we're just catching up and you're just listening to our conversation.
It is, what time is it? It's early. And
we're getting this bad boy in.
Oh, yeah. I brought a selection of different teas today since last time we were missing that. So I brought, what did I bring? I brought Earl Grey, Lady Grey, Irish Breakfast, Bengal Spice, a Lemon Herbal, and a Ginger Spice.
And you'd think that, oh, we would pick the Lady Grey to drink. No.
No, we did not. We did not.
I was in the mood for an Irish breakfast.
She's never had Irish breakfast before.
I've just seen a lot of, like, Irish television and media, and I want to, like... You know what happened yesterday?
What?
The study abroad program came to my class to, like, discuss what they're doing and stuff. Like, oh, this is how you sign up. You can, like, do a term or a year abroad. Seems cool, seems expensive, and you only take electives.
Only electives?
Well, think, are they going to offer our BU courses in...
Oh, yeah.
England?
I didn't think
the
about
university
that.
That's sponsoring us?
Yeah.
No.
Which class was this?
History.
Oh.
But I, like, that's kind of cool for a history student.
It would be really cool.
Imagine studying in, like... I don't know what countries they offer, but if I were to study abroad,
where would you go?
England or Ireland?
Ooh, Ireland.
I want to move somewhere in the UK when I'm older.
What's that show called? Outlander? That's all I know about Ireland. Is that Ireland?
Do you know Dairy Girls?
I do. I watched the new season. I finished the new season.
And let's talk about it. Spoiler alert.
Really good.
Oh, the kiss was so sad.
Then the ending? Shocker.
When her dad died?
That wasn't even the ending, though. That was the middle.
What was the ending?
The ending was when it, like, jumped 30 years. And it's the note from all of them to the president's daughter saying, like...
Oh, wasn't it, like, Chelsea Clinton or something?
Yeah, something like that.
That was so... They definitely recorded it after, like, 2016, 17, something like that.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, Hillary Clinton...
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. Bill Clinton was in.
Because how do you record something for, like 4 or 5 years ago?
How old is the show?
But this is a new season.
Yeah.
You think they held on to this footage for, like, 5 years?
Well, I don't know. What's the relevance? Was Clinton the president during that?
That's the thing, is that it was them voting for, like, the future.
Was it Clinton that came to Derry?
That's why she wrote
and
the...
And
then that's
the
why they wrote
grandfather
the
was trying to tap into the CIA system. Do you remember that episode?
Perhaps.
That was very
but it
funny.
Was so sad. Just, like, when it... Like, it just jumps 30 years.
More.
And they're all grown.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
To be fair, they do not look like high schoolers. They pick, like, the oldest looking actors.
I like that, though. I think that's funny. I think that's, like, the funny bit.
Who's your favorite character?
Oh. I have no idea. They were all really good this season. Sometimes there's one that's, like, just a little bit more annoying than the rest. But, like, I feel like some of them
who
were pretty good.
Claire?
Wait, which one's Claire again?
The Goody Two Shoes, the short one.
Oh, she was kind of annoying, but then she moved, so.
Oh. That's so cool.
Anyway, I have the Irish breakfast here. We don't have milk, though.
It's in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
Are my brows too dark?
You're going to be in the light, so no, it'll be fine.
I'm doing my makeup right now. It's called multitasking, people. You should learn how to do it.
Tell them why you're doing your makeup.
They'll see. No spoilers.
No, they won't.
No
know.
Spoilers. Yeah, and I like to keep it anonymous.
Who?
Nobody knows who I am.
So scary.
Just burn the whole carton there.
Okay.
Guys, newsflash.
How much milk do you want in?
Ava drinks milk straight from the carton. No, actually, we have a friend.
How much milk do we want? We have a friend.
We have a friend who drinks boiled milk when we go studying to Lala. Caroline, if you hear this, this one's for you.
Okay, how much milk? You
do you know how to pour milk?
No. I don't know the good, like, milk to tea ratio.
Well, it can't get too light.
I don't drink milk with my tea, usually.
Yeah, but this is a breakfast tea.
You drink it at breakfast?
Yeah.
The awkward now silence.
Mix it with the tea bag.
Okay, let's put that away.
Oh, do you want to bring the sugar?
Where's sugar?
It's in that little container with.
Oh.
Oh yeah, maybe it's not the bag. Oh, I just threw your bag in. I look away for 1 second.
Where's the sugar?
It's on the Earl Grey box. No, behind the kettle. And just get a spoon. Yeah.
This? Where are your spoons? I don't live here, Anna.
Oh my gosh. Well, you would. I think that you knew what a spoon looked like.
But where?
Okay, you sit and talk to the audience. I have to do all the work.
Sorry, everybody. We're trying to make this tea, and it is not working. Why would I think the spoon is up there?
Because that's where all my cutlery is. Can you not tell?
Okay.
This woman is being so difficult at this. Careful, it's like full to the
okay,
brim.
Okay, then you're gonna do it. I'm not gonna be responsible for that.
Speak.
I'm speaking. So this tea is Irish breakfast. Anna is now just putting sugar in, and
just
we're
so
gonna.
You guys like can imagine what we're doing right now. Also.
Okay. We're going to do a little bit of a taste test.
I started a new TV show.
What show?
I can't say because it's really embarrassing.
No, tell me.
I can't.
I don't care.
I've
probably seen it.
No, you haven't.
I probably have.
No, you haven't.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Is it, what would be embarrassing to you? Is it animated?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, wait, have we talked about this? Is it like the Barbie movies? We've talked about this
no,
last
I'm
episode.
No, I'm not embarrassed with that.
Okay.
Oh, can we talk about this actually? Barbie Life in the Dream House. Why is it, like, funny? Like, why?
Ma'am, we had the same conversation last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, on the
my
on
opinions
the
haven't changed in 2 weeks. Well, what do you want me
that
to
is
do?
Good
I'm a
to
stable
know.
Woman.
Stable. She just said consistent.
I think this is good.
That's a good amount. Beautiful. Wow. Whoa. Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Oh no!
The tea bag is caught around the spoon now. Here, ooh, that's hot.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Well, okay. What's the show? It's animated. Is it supposed to be like a kids show?
No, actually, maybe.
Oh, is it a comedy?
I don't know. Basically, I'm branching out into new genres. I did start an anime.
Oh, which one?
First instinct, oh no!
Which one? Who are you swayed by?
TikTok. I saw a video and I was like, oh, that's kind of fire.
Wait, which one? Now I'm so confused because we don't have many on
Hunter Hunter.
On that's on Netflix?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
I watched one episode last night and then I fell asleep. Like my eyes were closed.
Oh, so like you just started.
No, but I was like, okay, it's 2 a.m. This is why.
Oh my gosh, you're up at 2 a.m.? I've been such, like, a grandma. I've been going to bed right at 12.
That's good. Actually,
I'm not productive. I finish my days so early now. Like, I'm like, oh, like, I'm not going to learn. I've, like, conditioned myself to say, like, I'm not going to learn anything past, like, 10.
Yeah.
Like, at that point.
I'm waiting for the one accounting lesson that I just don't know. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put it off until our friend can explain it to me. Besides that, I can't do any other lessons after that because it probably builds on this. It definitely doesn't.
I have my exam on Thursday. I'm starting studying today.
Oh, that's fine.
It's
I think
so
like
bad.
There's a good
six
if
chapters.
You do the 3-day window, that's like the best.
It's on Thursday, Anna.
Well, I know, but if the idea to study came in yesterday, shouldn't that count?
As a 3-day window, if I think about studying. Sink. Oh.
Nothing came off yet. It's still here. Do you want in yours?
Sure, go ahead.
Table.
Wow, thank you. Oh, wow. Really just.
I also got some, like, dust in there and, like, crumbs.
These poor people have no idea what we're talking about.
I'm pouring table sugar
into my tea.
It basically spilled on the table.
We have to do this tea review. So our tea is now made.
My brows are good. You know what? I saw one of our friends and she told me, she's like, oh my gosh, Anna, who did your hair? And I was like, oh, just back in Bonn. My mom knows a lady. She's like, it looks so good. Well, that's like, to hear that, like, who did your hair is very different than, oh, nice hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, that's a compliment. That's really a nice compliment.
Okay, we have to, I need this tea. It smells good. I'll give it like an 8, like a 7, a 7.
3, 2, 1. Needs more sugar.
It's a breakfast tea. I don't know what else.
I don't know what to have for breakfast. What would you have this with?
Oh. It's like a palate cleanser. Like, it's just, it's not bitter like coffee, but it's not sweet.
Sure.
What do you think? I need a rating.
How was your Halloween?
Ugh,
we didn't talk about this. I saw you and Caroline were dressed up costumes. What happened with that? Where'd you all go?
Oh, yeah. So, costumes. That was right after the exams. I originally wasn't going to go. Mm-hmm. And then at 10, I was like, sure, I'll go. We went to our friend's house because
A-Dog?
They were having a party. Hmm?
A-Dog?
A-Dog? Who is A-Dog? Because...
Oh, I was thinking... No. Sea-Dog.
Sea-Dog.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And so...
Interesting, interesting.
I went and I stayed for a bit.
Should I put on concealer?
It was all right, though. What were you doing on Halloween? You were...
Working.
Working, yeah. That's what we thought.
That's... I didn't have, like...
What did you do?
Throughout the month, I'd watch, like, movies, so it's fine.
Yeah, leading up. Whoa, that lights up?
But the battery's, like, dead, so it's only for, like, 1 second. Should I do concealer?
Let's see. How much do you normally do? Ooh, maybe a little.
If I'm going to be on camera, I need to look good. Okay, anyways, so tell me about it. How was it?
It was good. I didn't know many people there, so I didn't stay long. But
nobody played
Monster Mash. I even asked for it.
What did they play? Like Skrillex?
Probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know the names. But it was a lot of jumping.
Ew. Sorry. I'm very, like, not attuned to party culture. I don't do any of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, what else? And then, on Halloween, I actually watched movies with my mother and my sister.
That's nice.
We made pizza, and...
That's literally how I spend my Halloween back at home. My mom makes pizza, and we watch horror movies.
Right? Well, we didn't watch a horror movie, because my mom's too scared. But we watched Cruella, like, the new one, because none of us have seen it.
You know what movie I saw last time on Halloween with my mom?
Mm-hmm.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh my gosh! Your mom watches that with you?
She's seen it before. It's from, like, the 70s.
I guess.
But...
Yeah. I need to watch
more. My mom watched Breaking Bad with me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and my dad was interested in it too, but normally, like, her and I, we watch, like, 90 Day Fiancé. Like, that's the kind of content.
Yeah, we watch the HGTV
mm-hmm.
with, like, all the house flipping.
Oh, girl.
Love It or List It. Oh, yeah. Amazing show.
You know what show they stopped showing, but it was really good in its time?
Which one?
Come Dine With Me.
Oh, is that the Canadian one?
Yep.
I went to Stratford once. I saw the guy in the door. I flipped my head.
Which guy
in the door? It was so bad.
Different guys?
No. Like, you know the guy with the glasses? Come. Wait. Oh, You Gotta Eat Here. That's what I'm thinking of. Wait.
You Gotta Eat Here, the Canadian one? You Gotta Eat Here is very different than Come Dine With Me. Oh, that guy's cool. I like that show.
With the guy with the glasses? And yeah. I saw him on the door. I was like, oh my goodness. Little 7-year-old me. Died.
You know who my cousin saw randomly on the street in New York?
I feel like we've talked about this, like Adam Sandler or something.
Buddy.
Buddy? Who is Buddy?
What's his name, Buddy?
Are we talking about the elf?
Cake Boss. Rudy. Is it Rudy or Buddy?
Cake Boss? Why would I know who Cake Boss is? Rudy? Can I search this?
Is it Rudy or Buddy?
Cake Boss. Buddy?
Just search up TV
Joker. Buddy. Valestro.
Yeah, he's the main guy, right?
I think so. Hand accident? What does that mean?
He bakes. Did he lose his hand?
His hand was impaled 3 times by a 1.5 metal rod between his ring finger and middle finger. What happened? This was 2 years ago.
In like an electric mixer or something.
A bowling pin. Wait.
A bowling pin.
Trying to release a bowling pin from a cage mechanism, his right hand became lodged and compressed inside the unit. Wow. After a horrific bowling accident.
That's so one way. Poor guy, we're making fun of him.
This was 2 years ago.
That's really recent.
Two?
You know what I recently learned how to do?
What? Oh, he's got scars on his hand now.
I have like brown, smudgy eyeliner.
Ooh.
I'm setting.
Looks really good.
Do you have to set it? No, but I do just so it doesn't like.
You're gonna be on camera today.
I know.
It's important.
I know. I need to look good. I mean, I always do, but now I look like Regina George.
Now this is gonna be posted and online forever.
Yes.
They will use your footage until the day you die.
And I think it's like just for fun. Like I'm not getting anything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun opportunity if recruiters and agents.
If you ever want to get into acting, uh-huh. You show them that commercial.
Mm-hmm. Acting, modeling. Okay, that was any.
What else are we talking about today?
I think we ran out.
There's like so much, yet not enough.
So much. I just have not so enough. Much. Oh, okay.
But
oh, okay. We'll get to that.
Okay, let's think though. I've been making my own coffee.
Oh my gosh, I've just been buying a lot of coffee.
My mom, she leaves just a little bit in the pot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'll take that. And so I just put it in a little cup. Milk, sugar.
Regular milk?
Sometimes I put a little bit of her cream, but she usually catches me and gets angry at me.
Why?
Because it's her cream.
Oh.
She doesn't like milk.
You know what I put in my coffee when I make it? I got oat milk. Mm-hmm. I got vanilla oat milk.
Ooh, we talked about this.
That's so embarrassing.
Tell me more about this vanilla oat milk.
Then I got like some pumpkin spice thing, the Starbucks branded one. Like a creamer.
Starbucks.
It's actually, go in the fridge, check it out. Actually, my fridge smells like food.
Maybe it does smell like food, but it's not like a bad food smell. It's just like a food smell.
Me and Sadie got Korean food a couple of days ago. Oh. So my fridge smells like Korean food. It was really good.
Where'd you get it? What did you get?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was like noodles and then fish cakes and then the rice cakes and then like, and then we got some fried chicken because Korean fried chicken is really good. We went to, it was near Waterloo. Seoul, Seoul, something
oh,
like that.
Oh, Seoul. Like yeah. Seoul?
Yeah.
I've never been there, but I know what you're talking about.
Right. It's near the Lobster Burger Bar.
Oh, yeah. Like in that plaza. That plaza is
crazy. That is
crazy.
A conversation within itself. What the heck is a Lobster Burger Bar? I'm too scared to find out.
All the advertisements on the sides of the walls. Like, this is the best place. I'm like, is it though?
You know it's a chain?
Is it? It looks like a chain.
I saw it downtown.
It looks like a chain.
It shouldn't be.
It should not be.
It's a chain for a reason, so maybe we should check it out.
Is it like the Canadian version of like Red Lobster?
Is Red Lobster not Canadian?
It's in Canada. I don't think it's Canadian though.
Really? I thought Red Lobster would have been from like Nova Scotia or something. Search up Red Lobster.
Where Red Lobster's from? So what are fish cakes? I never, like, I always hear about them, but I don't think they're made.
They taste so good, but I think they just made the broth taste exactly like it, so it was just a very fishy dish.
Mm, it's so American, like, by the way. Red Lobster. Where is it from? Orlando, Florida. That makes sense.
Florida!
It's lobster! Wait, are lobsters in Florida?
Yeah. Mm. There's a huge, like, alligator.
They only have 55,000 employees.
Okay, how many places are there?
I thought there was a lot. Really? Crazy.
When's the last time I saw a commercial for it? Years ago.
Mm-hmm. I just remember seeing the butter and being like, yeah, I want to go there.
They dip it in the thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been there, though.
I've never been there either.
We should check it out.
Where is a Red Lobster near us?
Do they have Red Lobster in
Waterloo? Let me see. Red Lobster.
This is the worst conversation. Nobody cares about this. Well, let's talk.
Oh, there is one. One. It's on King Street.
No way.
1732 King Street East, Kitchener. Wow.
I think we gotta go. Are we getting Red Lobster for breakfast?
Time to go.
Yeah. Okay, bye guys.
Oh my gosh, you did a little pumpkin.
Yeah, there was a pumpkin thing.
Painting?
Yeah.
Here?
No.
Where?
Like some, I can't remember, but I did it like a couple of days ago.
It's very cute. She painted Hello Kitty on it. It's a good picture, actually.
Thank you.
Did you use a reference?
No.
Did you see my pumpkin I carved?
Yeah, that one was really cool.
Thank you.
I just didn't say anything
because it's okay.
Feel like,
yeah, our group chat is very empty all the time.
It's very hostile environment.
But
I don't know which mascara to do. I should do casual. I'm not.
What's the other one? Let me see.
A telescopic is like if I want to look really good, but like roller lash is like everyday classic.
Mm.
Like this one is so. Anybody who's buying mascaras. I know it's pricey, but, it's good. When I tried it, I was like, yeah. Because I didn't want anything, one, smudge, two, clump, three, insane. This one?
All of the above? Not well, all of the
not,
above.
None of that.
None of the above.
None of the above. That was some, that was part of our econ.
Let's talk about our,
I, no.
Oh.
I do not want to talk about econ.
We just talked about the fact that every single question with all of the above as an option was correct.
No.
All of the above, every single one.
No, it wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it was. Or maybe it wasn't.
Let's not talk about it.
I just want to move on.
Can we talk about how that's one of the best cereals ever?
What are you pointing to?
Oatmeal crisp.
Oatmeal crisp. It is really good. I like that and Harvest Crunch. They're so similar.
I've never had that one.
Harvest Crunch?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same thing, but instead of it being all separate, they kind of make like little clumps of it, if that makes sense, without it being weird. Like they get it to stick with like I guess like a sugar kind of thing. That's good. It's really, really good. I need Harvest Crunch.
You know what I need? Corn Pops.
Corn Pops. Oh my gosh. I used to eat those like every day.
That's my favorite. You know what cereal's very nostalgic? Let's talk about nostalgia after this. But what, Nesquik. For me, it's super nostalgic because I just remember the old packaging, everything. And I'd visit my grandma in Europe and then I would like, everything there is better.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was never allowed Nesquik unless it was at my grandma's. And then she would make, I think she would make chocolate milk. I can't really remember. Or it wasn't powder. It was the syrup. The Nesquik syrup.
Do you
syrup.
Remember the, yeah. Or have you ever tried the strawberry one?
No, I've never had the strawberry.
Oh, that one was good.
Because I like strawberry milk.
Yeah.
Do you drink that cold?
Yeah.
Oh. That's weird.
No, it's actually really.
Is it powder?
Well, no, it's, oh, there's an eyelash. It's it's the syrup. There's a brown one and then there's a pink one.
Wow. I'm going to have to try that.
It's actually, okay. I'm going off of like kid.
Yeah.
Like palette.
Yeah.
My palette has really changed recently.
Good or bad?
I don't know. Just more expansive. You know, I've been craving a lot.
What?
What I used to hate? Coconut.
Really?
I got coconut milk tea. One, I never get milk tea. Two, I never get coconut.
Wow.
And now I got both, and it was one of the best things I've ever tried.
The construction outside your house?
Yeah. Yeah. So, gonna have to deal with that noise, but.
Have you seen The Witcher?
No.
Ugh.
We never talked about nostalgia.
Ugh.
What is, okay. what is a like a feeling or like a memory that like you can imagine vividly and you miss as a kid? Because I was thinking about this in the bathroom. I think I smelled like, what was it, like a soap or something, and it smelled exactly like this one memory I had, and I was like, whoa, I was transported.
Smells really get to me, but one memory that I like really remember is we used to have one of those big TVs, like chunky TVs. And I just remember like sitting as a kid on the floor in front of it and just sitting and like looking up at it.
Oh, your parents let you do that?
It was in the basement, so they didn't really know. but yeah. Or, oh, you know what? The Dora the Explorer, like, video game, mm-hmm. but it was just the console, and it's, like, you know a joystick? Like, a joystick?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, map was the joystick. He was just sticking up straight, and, like, you'd move around. That was very nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
So the scent I got a whiff of today reminded me of the dentist I used to go to.
Oh.
And I remember going to the dentist in the wintertime, like, downtown somewhere. And just what I remember, going to the dentist, then with my dad,
mm-hmm.
and there's snow everywhere, and then I go back to the car, and then, you ever get those Mastermind catalogs?
Yes!
Yeah.
And just reading it?
Yeah. And like, yeah, and then I had like, and then I had like Silly Bands on.
I love Silly Bands.
Yeah.
Did Silly Bands get banned at your school?
They got banned everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's crazy. I remember, yeah, Mastermind.
How did they know?
How did they know what?
How did they know that there was a child in the house that they, and they stopped sending catalogs?
Your parents just probably started.
No.
What, you went to go get your own mail?
No, but, like, we never signed up for them. You didn't either.
Yeah, true.
And then so I asked my friend, they're like, oh, just third party. They sell your information. That's how they get it. And I was like,
great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, it worked, so.
Good to know.
Or what I remember, oh my God, tied in with the Mastermind, going to the Santa Claus parade downtown.
We have a good Santa Claus parade here.
I just remember.
And Oktoberfest.
Like, oh yeah, I saw that one on TV, but the. Yeah, the Santa Claus parade. My eyelashes look whack. I need to fix this, like the bottom of it. But yeah, and when I didn't see it in person, and I went a couple of times. I remember one time there was like this. Do you remember Bigfoot candy?
Like the red Bigfoot? Yep. Yeah.
I remember the one time I went to the parade, there was a Bigfoot float and they were throwing the candies.
Really?
Yeah.
This
what happened to that?
I love parades. I don't know what happened. What happened to just giving children candy? Let's talk about that.
Halloween.
There's so many things. Halloween, epic fail this year. Yeah. Such a fail. I saw videos of children not finding houses. I saw videos of people not having any children coming up to their houses.
I saw a video where there was a razor found in a Mars bar.
Really? That always happens. Every year, someone gets one.
They need to find out what house those come from.
Well, it's probably a little bit easier if, like, you're in one neighborhood, you know?
That's okay.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yes. Okay, back to Witcher. Henry Cavill? Let's talk about him.
I heard some weird things about him.
What did you hear?
His type in women.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about today. Oh. We'll do that next episode. This is more important. Henry Cavill. So, if anybody doesn't know who Henry Cavill is, he played Superman, and then he stopped because Superman, like, died or whatever. I'm not too sure.
Oh!
And then he came back for Black Adam. He is, like, in a cameo, like, he comes back.
Oh, did you watch that?
I did go and watch Black Adam. But the thing is now Henry Cavill is ending his career in Witcher. And so now Liam Hemsworth
is now
taking over.
Yeah.
Everybody's mad.
Why? What's wrong with Liam Hemsworth?
It's not that anything's
wrong.
It's
just they're attached to Henry.
Henry is such a, like, prominent figure. Like, the look of him is so, like, iconic in the show that it's not going to be the same.
That's like, the Fosters when they replaced.
I never saw it.
They replaced. First, it was. I'm pretty sure it was. Who was it? I think it was Jake T. Austin, and they replaced him with Noah Centineo.
Ew. What?
I swear, they play the same guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, fun fact, Monsters, Inc. came out in theaters 21 years today.
I was not alive 21 years ago.
I can't believe it came out 21 years ago.
What's a movie you're happy you saw in theaters when you were younger?
Ooh, I didn't get to go to the theaters a lot unless it was like Toonie Tuesday. What's
That's
a good
cool
one?
How your theaters have that.
I liked Guardians of the Galaxy. I watched that
okay,
in theaters.
That was a couple
wait, not
years
Gar-
ago.
No, no, wait, not Guardians of the Galaxy. What is it?
I saw
Guardians. What's it called?
Oh, Guardians.
The Guardians?
Something like that.
Like the animated show with like
yeah.
Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, Jack
yeah.
Frost, the Guardians.
I think.
The Guardians of the
I know
Galaxy.
What you're talking about.
Yeah, I watched that one. What about you? Anything good?
Princess and the Frog.
Oh, you saw
Lorax,
that in theaters?
Lorax.
Ooh.
Tangled.
Ooh, what the heck?
I saw those with my family.
I wish I went to the theater more.
It. That was in like grade 7, but still, that was an experience. We had
really?
To go with my friend's mom to get in. Because it was 18 plus, it was R.
Wow, what a rebel.
But what other ones did I see? Those are the ones. Oh, you know what I saw in theaters and I'm really happy I did? What? Parasite.
Oh, I saw Parasite not in theaters. I wish I did. It was
Imagine.
So good.
You know what I wish I saw in theaters? Interstellar.
That would have been amazing yeah. just because of the music.
Yeah. And just the everything.
Have you seen the Avatar runtime?
I have not seen the Avatar.
First one?
Yeah, I know. I need to watch that before the second one.
You need to watch it. Second one, they've released that its runtime is 3 hours and 10 minutes. 3 hours
okay,
and 10 minutes?
It takes them, like, it's been how many years?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's such a good movie. I'm so excited for the second one. I just don't know if I can go see it in theaters.
Why?
First, it's, like, in a
They're
bad time.
They're gonna do an intermission.
You think?
They have to.
Why? Why do they have to?
Any media, like theaters, they do that.
Really?
Movies, they have 100% have to do that. 3 hours are not going to make you sit 3 hours.
How do you find out if they do an intermission?
You can Google.
Ooh.
Okay, if it didn't come out yet, how are you going to know?
Oh.
Should I wear lip gloss? Nah, I don't think so. I think that's too much.
Avatar 2. Oh, it says, no matter how long Avatar 2 is, movies aren't going to have intermissions, expert says. This is on USA Today.
That's really embarrassing. I just spread a lot of misinformation.
Oh, because it says for like Avengers Endgame, that was 3 hours and 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Elvis, that was 2 hours and 39 minutes. They didn't do any intermissions.
I would think anything more than 2.5 hours would have an intermission, but I guess not.
Lawrence of Arabia broke midway 3 hours and 42 minutes.
Yeah, I remember that movie. I never saw it, but I know what you're talking about.
Wow. That's crazy.
I got to throw back to this gloss.
The summer gloss.
It is so nice.
It is nice.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Smell.
Did it get stronger? Oh, it did get stronger. It smells like strawberry.
Good.
It smells like strawberries.
I love Too Faced makeup. Do I only have one product? Yes. Have you seen the highlighter, though?
No.
It's, like, in the shape of a diamond. And, like, all their stuff is so nice.
Diamond.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah. Oh. Was that you?
That was not me. You've only had one text in the last 30 minutes.
Because my... I don't have friends. And also, I don't, like...
It's 10 a.m. Was that an alarm?
Alarm? No. I don't check my phone during work hours, unlike some people here.
I'm doing research. I'm finding things to talk about.
In, like, 1 second, you found it?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so... busy. I have an exam on Thursday.
I don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear this either. We need something interesting to talk about.
Oh, wait. When do we run on Thursday? 3 to 4. At 4 o'clock, I have my exam.
Do they care?
You should. You should care. You need to. Someone needs to pray for me.
Oh, Bath and Body Works. 3 with candle, candles. 13.60.
No way.
13.50.
The select ones or all?
Oh.
For how long?
And they have the holiday just one day. They've been having like really good one day sales.
When?
Today.
Today?
I kind of want to go.
I can't go. I've got my exam.
Today?
I've got study.
What if we just did like a
quickie?
Quickie in Conestoga?
No, we can't.
Quick trip. Because there's this one I smell. It was like frosted coconut.
No, oh my gosh.
Let's study, and then our break is going to be go to Conestoga.
When does Conestoga close?
Probably like 9, 8.
No way. That's way too late. Conestoga. Mall closing.
Tuesday?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday? Wait.
9 p.m.
What? Oh, my God.
Wow. 9 p.m. is late. They close at 5 on the weekends.
I know, but that's on Sunday.
No, on the weekend, too. I think it's on Saturday, too.
No. Saturday's at 6. Sunday's, like, 5.
Oh, you're right.
I know.
Whoa.
I just remember the poster. I have really good vision.
9 p.m. I think I need glasses. I forgot to tell you. I texted my mom.
Yeah.
Just like, I think I need them. Like, I can't see anything on the boards anymore.
Yeah.
I thought for a while it was like the boards were fuzzy, like the tech, yeah. Like the projectors.
I thought it's not.
No, because everyone else around me can read it and is writing it down. And I'm like looking at it, I cannot see.
That was me in like grade 10, yeah. I gotta up my prescription because it's just gotten worse.
I haven't gone to the doctor in a while.
Can we talk about how like messed up our generation's vision is gonna be in the next 20 years because
of tech?
School online, work online, everything online, but it's like we can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Because it has to be there.
That's a really weird thing to think about. I never even thought about that.
I've just been thinking about that.
Yeah, we're going to have really bad eyes.
That's why you should become an, optometrist?
Optometrist? Why? You think everybody's going to...
You're going to get business.
I guess. True. I guess we have to have a career change now.
Yeah.
Or we can just be entrepreneurs and start our own optometry.
We are definitely not qualified enough.
We don't need to be the actual doctors. We just make the business.
I've been, the stuff I've been learning in history class has been so interesting.
In madness?
Yeah. But see, you know what my toxic trait is?
What?
Sometimes I'll be listening to it and I'm like, yeah, that would work. Like, I could really use a cold bath right now to, like, calm me down. Like, an ice bath.
Oh.
Yeah, they used to do that to, like, cool you down. Like, I'll be listening and I'm like, yeah. I could, yeah.
No.
An ice bath, you think that wouldn't help you? What if you're, like, angry?
I'd be cold.
You're angry or something, or you're, like...
No, then I'd just be more angry than cold.
Well, no, but, like, you're angry. That heats up your body. See, my understanding of science has went backwards because of that class. I'm like, they have a point.
Stop! You're going to be swayed by history? Just be like...
No, I'm just kidding. The stuff that they did, though, crazy.
Like, in
how
brains?
How they treated mentally ill people.
Yeah.
They showed us one mental hospital. It was in the shape of like a prison. Like it was like circle and there was a watchtower in the middle. And that was to make sure that patients know, like give them the feeling that they're always watched so they don't act out.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That
and
is
before
so
during like the Enlightenment was basically when they thought, oh, mad people. They were like treated like they were like animalistic and like they just don't have control of their own sanity and stuff, so they're like animals, so we gotta treat them like that. They like chain them and stuff. Yeah,
this is so bad.
Yeah, but look how far we've come.
Yeah, I feel like we're a lot better now in medical ethics. I'm taking medical.
That ties in.
I'm taking medical ethics, and
can you give a medical ethical dilemma right now? We'll go through it.
A good one? Yeah. Okay. So each week we do a discussion post. I can read you one of mine if you'd like.
Just read the question.
Okay, I'll read you the question. Everybody can answer at home.
My hair looks.
I'll give you a good one.
I need more volume at the root. How do you do that? But I don't want to use rollers because I don't know how to, and that takes forever. And it hurts.
That's a good question. Let's see. Some of these are like actually kind of hard though.
My hair looks really good.
Hmm.
Look at this.
Oh, it is good.
Yeah.
I'll give you a small
when
one.
I'm gonna be outside. You can't. The wind is gonna blow.
Ooh. Let's see here. Is this girl's name Karen? I named her Karen. It is Karen.
Why Karen? I would have done something cool like.
Okay. Here we are. This is Anna. Maybe a good one. Nancy is a 24-year-old woman who has been hospitalized for almost 3 years with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
What's that?
It's a good question. It's basically, I'm pretty sure when her nerves, like, give out, and so this is in her lungs. This has resulted in almost complete decay of her respiratory motor nerves. Ooh. She cannot breathe without aid of a ventilator. She is bedridden and is considered incurable, but not terminal. So she could be kept alive indefinitely. You know, like, she can continue living, but, you know.
She's not living. She's just
alive. Not living. Yeah. For over a year, Nancy has expressed a firm and fixed desire to be removed from the ventilator so that she may die. Nancy claims that her life is no longer livable.
Oh.
Is further treatment futile? Why or why not? That's the question.
For the people
is further
in the back,
future
define futile.
Futile basically, so in medical ethics, futile means, let me see here. It means that, I don't know how to explain it. In medical terms,
just read it out loud.
Medical futility is where resources are wasted on treatment that does not meet Nancy's goals.
Okay.
The equipment used on her, her ventilator, the hospital room, and the staff are all considered resources that could benefit
so
another patient.
The question is, do we keep Nancy on the machine?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's basically what I said. A lot of people,
people
it depends.
Said yes?
It depends. Some, it's mostly the reasoning that changes. Sometimes the answers are the same, but it's like,
if you want to get off of it, that's what matters the most. It's not a family member making a decision. It's you.
Yeah.
And, like, at that point, what's...
There's what's a good one here with point? It's a family member, if you'd like. We have some good ones here. You are an orthopedic surgeon who has received a referral from Miss Musa, a sweet, capable 60-year-old homemaker. She's 60. You visit her in the hospital room, and you're struck by a stench of neurotic, dying flesh.
Oh, my God.
Upon inspection, you find that the infection in her calf is rapidly progressing and requires immediate below-the-knee amputation.
Ooh.
You gently but firmly deliver the news to her, and she looks at you and smiles and nods, but says nothing. It's almost as though she doesn't understand English, but you know from her chart that she is relatively fluent in English.
Mm-hmm.
You speak to her attending physician, who claims that Miss Musa has requested that all treatment decisions be made by her husband. You call her husband for consent to operate immediately, as Miss Musa may need above-the-knee amputation otherwise, or she may die from sepsis. But he tells you that he won't consent to surgery for his wife before Monday, 5 days from now, as he's away on a business trip and must be there present. You try to talk to Miss Musa, again, stressing the importance of immediate surgery, but she just continues to smile and nod despite the pain she's clearly experiencing. Can you go ahead with the surgery?
No.
Why or why not?
Okay, I say we operate on the husband.
Use some of your history techniques on him.
I'm just kidding.
Give him a cold bath.
You can't operate on her, but, like, they're going to regret it.
Let's see here.
Like, legally, you can't.
Yeah. So I said here, considering she has not given any indication of her choice apart from smiling and nodding, the choice is ultimately hers. If she has been fully informed, is highly capable, and has decided to listen to her husband, then I am unauthorized by the Substitute Decision Act to proceed any further. So I have a big, long paragraph and stuff, but that's basically the gist, is that you can't do anything, which totally sucks, but...
Hey,
there's some hard
ones. She's going to realize what kind of stupid husband she has if he cares more about his work.
Well, she's
her.
Not going to realize. She's going to die.
Oh.
5 days. That's such a long time to wait.
How do you know? Like, how do you not, like, your wife?
How do you not
your
go?
Wife
he's on a business trip.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
that's awful.
Take the next flight back. What is wrong with you?
Yeah. But this class is super interesting because it's just case studies every week.
It seems very repetitive.
True. The one this week was interesting. We'll talk about that later.
I'm excited for my class next term.
What term? What class? Sorry.
It was like stories of the sacred or something. Where it's like tales, legends,
ooh,
parables.
Ooh.
Everything. Yeah. But it's an online one, so it's my first online class.
Ever?
Like one like that, yeah.
Wow. Good for you.
I don't care about those that much. I like going in person.
How are we on time? Oh!
We are great for time.
Well, guys, I think
Anna's gotta go. I gotta go study.
We've hit the minimum. So. Anything else you want to? Oh, media of the week.
Oh, media of the week. Okay, what's media of the week again? It's like talking about stuff we've seen.
I think it's media of the week. What do you want to recommend? You know what I saw on Halloween?
What?
You know the movie The Boy?
No.
It came out like in like grade 7 or 8. About that like doll.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
But I watched the second one. I didn't see the first one.
Oh.
Creepy. Sometimes it got a little bit corny, but it was like I was scared.
Corny that movie. Corny scary movies are kind of fun.
Like I was scared.
What's a good one that I can recommend?
Oh, also Midnight's 3 a.m. version, Taylor Swift. I can't stop listening and it's really bad.
Okay, but did you hear Snow on the Beach?
Yeah, what part? Lana's didn't hear anything.
She's just singing in the background.
That was so disappointing.
Right?
It had so much potential.
It did. The hype was there.
Snow on the Beach, even the name of it. I was like, that's so Lana.
Nope.
No. But Karma, Bejeweled.
I haven't listened to all of them yet.
Anti-Hero.
Didn't I text you? I'm like, her album came out and you're like, I've already listened to it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Before I was very like, I don't like Taylor that much.
Yeah, this changed.
She made some points with this album.
Yeah. Okay, I need your Irish breakfast rating before we leave.
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
6.
To 6. Okay, everybody. Irish breakfast is a 6. We will be back next.
You don't want to give your...
I said it was like a 7 and 8, like earlier.
Okay, what's your media? Any songs, any TV shows, any movies?
TV show, Dairy Girls. But now that we're on that topic, just watch it.
Topic of the Irish.
Topic of the Irish. This is today's episode. It's Irish people. All right. We will see you guys on the flip side.
Bye.